cliffcentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Morning, everybody.
All she needed was at a Clippers game on the court side.
You chilling with the worst guys. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Malcolm Cooley on the mic with my boy Rhea Betwasesele.
What is happening, world?
Easy, easy, easy living. It's a Thursday morning. It's 7:05. We ready for a good day, yeah? I hope we are. Instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a Jackson 5 in the back of an Acura, acting blacker than the Bernie Mac to Charlie Murphy's and Akon. The girls that you brought, man, where are they from? Where are they from? We were playing PlayStation. Why you standing there and say song? Girl, say song. No, this ain't a vacation. This is my house, my house. What's up, homie? What's up, dog?
What is happening? Morning, G.
Easy living. What's going on with you? How's your day been so far? I know it's been short-lived, but how you feeling?
Feeling fresh.
Feeling fresh.
Feeling you.
Yeah.
Not brand new in a sense of like now I'm feeling some type of way. No, not like that. I'm just feeling like every day is another opportunity to reach that goal.
Yeah. True story.
Carpe diem today. That's what I'm trying to do every single day of my life.
You really are carpe dieming, doing this morning show, going off to Louis V, like you living a hustler's life, hustler's ambition.
Hey, man, that's just a fragment of it. I don't even want to get into the rest of it. It's just how it is, man. It's just how it is.
All right, go get it, yo. It's the morning show. You are chilling with the worst guys. We are taking the place of Gareth Cliff while he's away this week. He will be back next week, Monday. But for now, you are here with us, the worst guys, and we'll be keeping you company until 9 a.m., yo. I had a menage and murdered the vibes. But afterwards, it was awkward as fuck. Because I'm nervous as fuck. You cannot get it up. I need a minute, cold water to the face. I couldn't finish, got the Uber from a place on my porch, smoking vapor, hit with the Sunday paper, listening to the neighbors.
All she needed was some.
All right. Okay, so obviously the most important news of today is that matric results have come out. So we will get into all the details of that a little bit later. But I mean, like, it's done now. Yep. Whoever you are, if you are done with school, I hope you passed. But it's not the end of the world if you didn't, right? There's always another day. Failure does not mean you will not succeed. Everybody's failed before.
Yeah, but I think it's not actually done, eh?
Yeah.
Because you can actually go back and have your shit remarked.
You can
go back and actually do the whole year again or certain subjects. There's actually some people, like one cat that I know that's waiting for his results today.
Yeah.
That this is the second time he's doing a trick, but not necessarily the whole curriculum, like certain subjects, just trying to improve his marks.
Oh, okay.
You get those people in life, bro.
All right, I see. Well, that's the talk of the town today is matric results. Angie Motshekga announced them last night. Angie Motshekga. Well, she was speaking in Midrand, Johannesburg, where she announced the national results. And the top achieving province is the Free State. Can you believe it?
Shout out to the Free State.
That's actually where we went to school, man. St. Andrews is repping there. I know St. Andrews is repping. I know Eunice is repping. Eunice always had the smallest. Well,
why do you always, subtly throw shade at SMS?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. I know from my experience that Eunice has the better marks. That's all I know. These are the girls' schools.
You don't want to just mention the marks.
What do I want to mention?
You want to mention the girls as well.
Not really. Now you put it words in my mouth. I'm
reading deep. I'm reading between the lines.
This guy's trying to give me trouble. Yeah, he's trying to get me in trouble. Say shit that ain't saying. Anyway, yeah, that is the talk of the town. Free State coming through with a flourish there. I'm really actually surprised. Apparently, the Western Cape usually takes that.
How does that actually work though? I mean, obviously they have to take the averages of all of these, you know, marks gathered in each and every single province.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm thinking about the flourishing schools in the Free State.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the pass rate of the Free State was 88.2%, which is up from 81.6% in 2015.
Growth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there is growth, and they obviously calibrate every year the different schools and whatever the case may be. But I'm just happy to see growth. I'm happy to see that the majority of us are passing. It's unlike university pass rates. University pass rates are abysmal. Most undergraduates don't even leave with a degree. But here we are. We've passed matric. We're ready for the new year. I would have killed for a gap year after matric. Wouldn't you?
I think it's actually maybe essential.
Yeah.
Just so that you can find yourself, so you don't jump into varsity.
Yeah.
You know, blindfolded.
We were talking yesterday a little bit about how whether or not school prepares you for the real world. And my conclusion was that it really does not. And something like a gap year would be what I would suggest for anybody. The only thing is that it's crazy expensive.
Not only that, like, you can get trapped.
You're trapped how?
Like the niceness of not going to varsity. Imagine that. Straight after high school.
Yeah.
And you find something that suits you 100%. You're done. You're done. Are you really going to go back?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, if I were to go traveling and I enjoyed it so much, I'll just get a job. Do you know what the way to go is? The TEFL course. The TEFL course where you get a little course on teaching English in China or in Korea. A lot of people have been going through that as a gap year. But I think after high school, you don't get to teach or you don't get paid as well as if you go and get a degree. But I mean, if I get to teach grade twos in China English while I'm out here flourishing, I'd do that. I'd totally take that job.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily... No, hate to China, but I don't think I'm going to go stay there, bro.
I don't think... Apparently, they just spit everywhere.
What?
On a regular. You're like, you're just chilling and... In a restaurant, in public places.
No,
it's
okay.
A thing.
This is a myth.
Telling you, this is 100%.
Do you see it with your own eyes?
No, but I know people who've been to China who've told me about it.
Yeah,
I know. They're lying now.
Yeah, well, the thing is, people like spice. People like Raja... People like, you know, Robinsons, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
no, man.
Okay.
Just, like, think about it for yourself. Think for yourself. And soon you'll find out that a lot of these so-called authorities are bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's no way that you're going to find somebody sitting in the restaurant. Hi, may I take your order? Yeah, I'd like to have a... the spaghetti bolognese.
This is China, bro. It's okay. I'd like to have a... the dog. Please, that's how it works in China. That's they're the weirdos. You see, this is what always kills me. How did so many nations escape, you know, Westernism? Like there's the Chinese culture, the Indian culture. They don't give a fuck about Westernism. They are in their groove. They don't know about these outcries that we have when we say Black Lives Matter. India, Black Lives Matter. What do you mean, Black Lives Matter? You're brown. You're brown like us. I don't know. It would be cool to escape that and have like your own culture that is undisturbed. And that's what those countries are like for me. I wonder what it would have been like. Anyway, my name is Malcolm Lilly. You're hanging with the worst guys. We are taking you through till 9 a.m. We have an epic show lined up for you today. Also with the guest. Guest is from 56 Eatery, and she is going to be coming with some food, apparently. We're going to get some tasties.
Hey, not even from 56 Eatery. We got the founder herself.
The founder herself. Aight. That's dope. That's dope. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, man. We'll be with you the whole morning.
It's all right. It's okay. You got a deal with Mac Miller, bitch.
That's We by Mac Miller featuring CeeLo Green. What is up, yo? My name is Mark Mjuli. I'm hanging out with you until 9 a.m. with the main homie, Rhea, which is Cecilia, on my left. And we are taking you through to 9 o'clock as Gary Cliff is away until Monday.
See, this is what happens when Batman is out. Yeah. You know, Robin comes back.
Robin comes through and saves the day, bro. Mm-hmm. Robin comes through and saves the day. Who's the Joker? Who's our enemy out there? Who are you attacking?
Saudi Mutene.
Saudi Mutene is the enemy. The SABC is
you know,
the
he's
enemy.
Busy talking about, you know what? You know when you have that thing? You know that thing in life?
that's how I envision
Saudi Mutene is evil, actually. Let's just put
Saudi's
that out there.
Ugly as fuck. There's a lot of politicians who are ugly.
Let's talk about that. Well, for
it's
him,
like a prerequisite.
It's like, if you don't, you know what I think politicians are? Politicians are people who wanted to be stars and they're like, nah, dog, you don't have the look. They're like, all right, let me go be eccentric in parliament.
Yes.
Then you go and say, pay back the money. Dog, you can still shine.
Yes.
You still, the politicians in parliament are becoming celebrities themselves.
Even the good politicians, like Chilima Donsela. Let's not lie.
Don't go there.
Let's not lie. You know, her and Usher have something in common.
What the?
That nose, she's been stealing the air. Pay back the air.
Oh, shit. That's a shot fired. That's a shot
fired.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, anyway, the politicians are taking a break, it seems. Except for Jay-Z. Jay-Z's out. Jay-Z's back. He's back out in business.
He's been keen the whole of December. He's like, I can't wait.
Yeah, to make a comeback. Do you think Jay-Z could make a comeback? Do you think there's any world where Jacob Zuma could redeem himself?
No.
Why? Okay, why? Because we think about forgiveness. Wait, what if he comes out and says, guys,
I'm so
sorry. I done fucked up. I won't even lie. I done messed this whole thing up. But I'm here. I'm repenting. I'm asking for your forgiveness. And I'm asking for another chance.
Another chance.
No, but the difference is he's never apologized. He's never admitted to his wrongdoing in a serious way. So now I'm saying he comes clean. He's getting baptized now, essentially. What would you be like, nah, dog?
That would be us. As a nation, South Africa being really naive.
Yeah.
Really, really naive.
So you don't believe in second chances?
No, when you fucked up like that.
Okay. Well, with Zuma, let's be honest, it's not a second chance. It's about an umpteenth chance. It's a 916,201 chance. That's the problem, really. That's really the problem. I don't know if I could ever forgive that.
Imagine Jay-Z. Hey, you know what? Jay-Z being your dad. Going back to school, ish, I gotta go back to another damn year.
Yo, ish. Imagine Jacob Zuma.
Your boy's on the school yard saying, hey, bruh, so your dad's still fucking our country up, eh?
Yo, they'd have you at school. You wouldn't survive.
You'd have to do homeschooling, essentially.
In Nkandla, that's where you'd have to go to school.
Speaking of which, you know, on my flight to Durban on the 31st after work, I sat next to a lady and she's busy striking off conversation. She's like, so where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to Durban, you know, obviously, because all of us are, you know, I'm assuming this is where this plane is going. She's like, no, we're in Durban. And I'm like, no, I'm going to Sheffield. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, you? And she looks a bit hesitant to answer. I'm like, and you? She's like, and she whispers, Nkandla. And I'm like, why? Why are you ashamed? You know yourself.
know yourself. You see, it's like when you're in a taxi and you speaking to somebody in the taxi, maybe you mac it. On somebody in the taxi, you know, maybe it's early in the morning. It's a sis.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Mina ben kwa nguti siya ndao ye wa.
Nwert.
Abo nami ngeye nwert. Kota, mkunu ye prikala ya. Bo, mtambi ngzok tengli 5 rand MTN. Pese so shangane e nwert.
Ah, no, mina ng 7 si Vodacom.
Yo, kanje sisi, kanje. Ah, ya zala wena. Ya zin, ngzok tele la pa pambi. Aung shayu nge namba la pa. Aung nge zi namba ya.
Okay. 073.
Yeah.
431.
Yeah, boy, yes.
7 after robot.
Hey, madoda uthe nwert wena amanga amanga. That's how it goes down in a taxi, man. And that's a true story. I don't know if you guys have actually been traveling in taxis these days, because now there's no traffic. Taxi drivers are not a problem. There's no traffic, so okay, they don't have to interrupt. I haven't seen a middle finger thrown at a taxi driver in a long time, and that's a constant occurrence, at least two a day during peak hours or peak months in the year.
I don't think taxi drivers like driving when the roads are quiet. Hey, there's no thrill.
Yeah, there's no distraction. It's, you know, too easy.
There's no adrenaline rush.
Yeah, I completely agree. With
I mean,
you
like
on that
imagine
one.
Going back home and your child running up to you as a taxi driver is like, "Daddy, daddy, we're going to 17 namhlanje." I know. Hey, be good quiet.
I'm back.
As opposed to like mid year, you know what I'm saying? Daddy, daddy, go to the gallery. Yes, I'm putting two of them on.
I'm going to accident. I'm going to yo, see up in my California.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, taxi drivers are actually living an insane life, bro. I remember when we spoke about the jobs that you would or wouldn't do. I don't know, if I was gangster enough, I'd be a taxi driver. If I was a hoodlum, I'd be like, nah, let me go be a taxi driver and change lives out here, boy. Change lives. But anyway, we hope you're having a fantastic morning. We'll be taking you through to 9 a.m. while Gareth is awake. And we hope you're staying blessed, staying fresh. Whether you're on holiday, whether you're about to go to work, we'll be keeping you company, man.
Oh, my God. Why did I drink so much and smoke so much?
Yeah, that's The Pursuit of Happiness by Kid Cudi, the one and only. Man, I am so excited for our guest today. I see our producers organizing a little course for the morning. Breakfast for the boys. You see, and this is what makes me think, because we're going to talk about this a little bit later. This will be the topic. The food industry is dominated by males, right?
Hell yeah.
Well, the world is dominated by males, but when it comes to food, and do you think the role of the food provider should always be the man, the guy who puts the bread on the table? You know, what in the 21st century, is it always the man who has to go out and get the bread and butter, and then the woman cooks? How do you feel about that?
No. I'm totally against that.
Yeah,
like I don't want to marry somebody that's just gonna leech, bro.
Yeah, so you have to take turns.
It's not that you have to take turns, but also like have a sense of pride in yourself, you know, bring something to the family, bring something to the table.
Yeah,
and I can understand those women who want to be housewives. That's you. Do you, boo boo?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Okay. This is the thing that I have now in this conversation, is that we're gonna talk about, you know, that some people want to be housewives, and that kind of instills the idea of patriarchy,
no? Okay.
Where somebody goes out and gets the bacon, usually the man, and comes back and he provides for the family. And I think this is where the debate gets tossed in the air, because some women will tell you, no, that's not right. And some guys will tell you, no, that's not right. Feminists. Let me say feminists. No, let me not put them in categories.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we get to a place where how do you define patriarchy if some people are living in accordance with it and are willing, they want to be part of it. Yeah. And how do you divert from that? Or should we? But I don't think you should, because ultimately that's the idea of feminism, is that you can be whichever role that you wish you want to be. But then that obviously brings up dominance and submission. There's always one who's dominant over the other. And that's actually the major issue.
See, I don't see it the same way. I feel like we're all equals. You know?
Yeah.
You play your role, I play my role. And we work in unison, you know, we live in unison. And there can't necessarily be that thing of, okay, since I'm the man, I'm the most dominant being, whatever you say isn't taken into consideration. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss dog. But there has to be a boss dog in the house, surely. There has to be the man of the family, in inverted commas.
For certain decisions to be made, like maybe which high school we should take the kids to, or which school in general we should take the kids to. You know, women are more inclined to want to do the research in school. I know I'm not going to want to do the research. So I'll leave that major decision up to her.
Yeah. You know? So it's just about splitting responsibility.
You got to work together.
Yeah.
This marriage thing, this life thing, yeah. It's not a joke.
Yeah. So you see yourself living that marriage life.
Nah, I can't wait, my
You
boy.
Can't wait, even.
I can't wait.
You're like one of the youngest people I know who can't wait for that life.
Yeah, no, I can't wait, but I can wait. You see what I'm saying? There's a balance between the two. Don't get it twisted. I'm not going to go on my knee tomorrow. Yeah. But I feel like, you know me, I love love.
Yeah, and there's
nothing that, you know, puts the cherry on top, since we're talking culinary terms.
Yeah.
Nothing that puts the cherry on top of all of that, like marriage, bro.
Yeah.
But when it's done properly.
What does that mean?
As in, you're not doing this adultery bullshit.
Yeah, it's the only way.
You know, and it's kind of fucked up my views, but it's my opinion, you know. Not that I condone, you know, cheating and adultery. Mm-hmm. I used to, because I used to be a bad man. I used to be a very, very bad man.
Okay.
But if it has to happen, Lord forbid. Rather when you're still dating. But when you said your vows unto God, my boy, and then you're still going, you know.
But you see, that's the thing about adultery. Whether you've said the vows or not, if the person wants to cheat, they'll take off that ring and put it on the bedside table. And somewhere there's a picture of you, her, and her spouse.
Nah, that's messed up.
It is messed up. Do you think, I genuinely believe that a lot of marriages have some infidelity within them, but that's part of the...
I think the infidelity might just be that Raja Spice that keeps it alive.
Yeah, you go out and you're like, yeah. I heard a lovely quote. I forgot where it's from. Marriage is like home. You know every nook and cranny. It's a comfortable bed. You know where everything stays. And then, you know, every now and again, you need to travel. You know, experience different things. And you always come back home to the place that you know. No, let me not lie. Let me not promote infidelity, guys. Stay true. Stay faithful to your wives. Stay faithful to your wives, all right? This is actually my problem. Yeah, boy, inkingi leyo. Fucking Problems by ASAP Rocky, Drizzy, and Kendrick Lamar. Yo, that's actually a hot-ass lineup. Out of the three, if you had to choose one?
If I had to choose one. Hey, man, that's too much pressure.
Oh, yeah, we said all artists are artists in their own right, and it doesn't have to be a competition.
Yes, man. I mean, like, there's times when I need some fucking Problems by Drake, you know, but then there's sometimes when I wow for the night for being polite ASAP.
Yeah, I feel you. There's different parts for each feeling.
Precisely.
Like, apparently, Drake is the heart, J. Cole is the mind. Kendrick is the soul.
Other way around.
Kendrick is the mind. Cole is the soul.
Yeah.
And who am I missing? Kanye is the ego.
Yo, Kanye West, man.
Yeah.
He's a special breed, eh?
Yeah. Do you really believe that you have to be crazy to be a genius?
I don't think it's that you have to be crazy. I think what it is that you are going for your dreams. You figuring stuff out of the universe and of yourself, and digging deeper into places where people wouldn't even think of going.
Yeah.
And then that's when they label you crazy.
Mm. Yeah, because that's the thing. If you going into a space where you'd like to discover things about humanity in the world that nobody else knows or thinks about, then you will be considered crazy because you're the only person
precisely
thinking about it.
It the same way where specific artists or a group of people, when they wear a specific type of clothing.
Yeah.
All right. Like African Ginger, for example, with the loop earrings.
Yeah.
Somebody would say, yo, that guy is crazy. But there's art in whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
There's a reason, you know.
I truly believe that everybody is genius in some way or the other. I think the difficult part comes when it comes to finding yourself and finding that true vision that you... Do you believe that everybody has a purpose?
I certainly do.
Yeah.
I certainly do. Especially, you know, people who've lived up to the ages. Like, for example, if you've reached a lot of your milestones when you've reached your teens, then you reach your young adulthood, like by 21. If you're still alive by then, and then you meet 30, and then you meet 40, like, you're still alive. A lot of people die before then.
Yeah, niggas die every day.
You know?
Yeah.
You're still on earth.
Yeah.
You've just been given ample opportunity, ample chances to find your purpose and achieve whatever it is that you set on this earth to do.
I live your purpose, yo. That is the goal of this life. Ting. And once you do find it, that's where the genius lies. That's where the genius lies. Don't be afraid to not be like other people.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody like you.
People are scared to be themselves. People are very
thing, man. People are judgmental. People are critical. And I think it's also a lot to do with insecurity of their of themselves. Yeah. You know, and it's a very scary thing. But you know, I found the meaning of life. Do you know what the meaning of life is?
For you. Well, what's your definition of the meaning of life?
Nothing. Everything happens, everybody dies, and nothing really matters. So and that's what makes it good. People think that's a dark thing, a depressing thing. No, that's what makes it good. It means you can literally do anything you want, and eventually it's all going to end. Eventually, nobody's going to even remember. You know, that's my definition. Okay. Do you have a different one?
Life. For me, life is just fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
And you have to go in search. It's like the pursuit of happiness, basically.
Yeah. All right. So that's actually what we talk about, the pursuit of happiness. I feel like that is something that we all want. And that's it's difficult to achieve, man. It is really difficult to achieve, especially if you don't know what it is that you want, man. I wish there was a way to help people find the path, because only you can find it, right?
Yeah.
Only you can find it. But anyway, we hope that you do, or we hope that you have, and that you are with us, and you are blessed, and you're having a fantastic morning. It is Thursday at 7:44.
Wake up.
We're going to get into a little bit about what's happening in the news.
Oh, me and us, way more in trouble again. Way more penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, place grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
All right. So the first story, which we have talked about a little bit, is the matriculants results are out. And the pass rate is higher than it was last year. So congratulations to all the 2016 matrics who have passed. Doing us proud, doing the family proud, man. It's so good to see that our people are getting educated and going forward with their lives. Just to tell you a little bit more about that story, as we said earlier, the Free State did come out on top there. But nationally, the matrix had a 72.5% matric pass rate, which is up almost 2 percentage points on 2015, right? And Angie Motshekga announced this yesterday. With the Free State achieving that 88.2% pass rate, which we've spoken about. The Western Cape is traditionally the one that holds the top spot, followed by Gauteng. Why is Gauteng coming third place now? You see, Joburg, why aren't you repping us? It's these St. John's and the boys. I'm going to call you out.
I doubt it's that, bro. But at the same time, you know, Joburg is a fucking busy city.
Yeah.
You know, these kids are too busy being lit out here rather than studying.
There's too much going on. People are chasing dreams, dog. That's what Joburg is, bro. That's the problem right there. But yeah, among the remaining provinces, this is what we got. Okay, the Northwest had an 82.5% pass rate. The Northern Cape, a 78.7%. Mpumalanga, 77.1%. That is the first one that has dropped from last year was 78.6%. KwaZulu-Natal 66.4%, Limpopo 62.5%, and the Eastern Cape with a 59.3%.
Here's a question, right? And it's quite real. You know how, you know, the publishing of the matric results, you know, it's a national thing. It's made public, you know. It's very transparent. If your name's not there, you pretty much essentially what the common, you know, decision is that you didn't make it. You didn't make the cut.
Yeah, exactly.
However, there are sometimes publishing errors, and that could cause fatalities. You know how many cases that I've heard where somebody has, hold on, you know, somebody has not found their name in the paper, committed suicide only to find it was a publishing error.
Yeah.
So, on that note, do you think maybe we should find a new way in terms of actually posting the matric results instead of still using the cliche way of putting it on the newspaper?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to put it in the newspaper. I think you should just be able to access your matric results personally on your phone and
like with the apps that the newspaper publishers even provide, you know, where they SMS it directly to you. Ain't nobody else gotta know but you.
See, here's the thing, though. It's like varsity when they put your marks on the board.
That was unnecessary. And I feel, because at least some varsities, you go, nobody knew who you were by name. You were just basically a number, literally, you know, student number 571130, you know. But there were some varsities where even on, like, when the marks were put up, your name was there.
My thing with this is that, you know, the world has winners and losers. That's one thing we need to accept. And everybody knows who the winners are. Everybody knows who the losers are. So there's never any hiding. Whether you're hiding in high school, whether you're hiding in real life, people know. You know, and that's something I think it should be able to drive people to do better as well.
Yeah, but then it also boils, you know, it kind of goes back to the conversation yesterday about finding that balance.
Yeah.
It's all about the balance. You can't, for there to be bad, there has to be good. For there to be good, there has to be bad.
Nothing is all good.
Exactly.
All right. So anyway, there's a story here about a matric maths shocker. Apparently fewer than 10,000 pupils get distinctions in maths. Okay. Only 1.2% of those who wrote the simpler version of maths literacy got a distinction. No, I don't believe this. There's no way. This is from Times Live, and this just doesn't. 1.2%. Do you know how easy it is to get a distinction in maths literacy?
Are you judging Times Live's credibility?
I'm judging what they're saying, yes, right now. Actually, there's very many reasons to judge Times Live's credibility at times. They've got, it's almost a tabloidy vibe now, right now. But anyway, 1.2% of those who wrote the simpler version of maths literacy got a distinction. Does that sound right to you? 1.2% for maths literacy.
I don't want to lie. If you're already going to maths literacy, all right, there's a reason.
It's tough.
It's maths was already tough.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing numbers, just fewer, and then, you know, with less complications. It doesn't mean that you're going to... It doesn't essentially mean that you're going to be better. I mean, like, when they tell you write 1 million out in numbers, that's still hard for you. Now you got to count and think, how many zeros do I actually put? Is it 5, 6, or 7?
Yeah. Okay, I see. Okay, just more statistics there. Okay, so hinting the matric pass rate would rise, Chief Director of Public Exams Rufus Polia has revealed some of the key numbers of the matric exams. They show that in the department, in what the department calls gateway subjects such as maths and science, the number and percentage of pupils getting top marks was very low. In science, 3.7% of pupils who wrote the paper, a total of 7,043, received a distinction. 3.7%. Of 7,043 received a distinction. In maths, 3% or 8,070 pupils who wrote the paper received a distinction. Okay. So there's more people getting distinctions for maths than maths literacy. I just find that funny.
Hey. So that gap between, you know, the smart and the not so bright is just broadening, basically.
It's broadening, but I still doubt that number. Okay, anyway, in more news, Zuma is finally waging into the Solim Semanga issue. President Jacob Zuma has stepped in the foreign policy role over Tswana Mayor Solim Semanga's visit to Taiwan. In a statement from the presidency on Tuesday, Zuma acknowledged the diplomatic storm over Msimanga's trip and, without rebuking the mayor explicitly, said the president's coordinating council, a forum in which the president can meet with leaders, local and provincial government, will meet at the right time to discuss matters to relating to foreign policy. The president and the government as a whole remain committed to sound relations and cooperation between the three spheres of government at all times and continuously promote coordination and communication, the presidency said. I really doubt Zuma can say half of these words. but yeah, the statement comes in the wake of Msimanga's return from Taipei earlier this week after visiting Mayor Ko Wenchi to discuss investment opportunities. All right, so China's taking over the world and we one of the pawns in the chess game. I think that's the issue here. Maybe Zuma's not too happy about that. And like, no, China is going to take over the world.
But if the world is a chessboard and all of these countries are the chess pieces, I'm afraid to break the news to you people. Like, we are a pawn. We're not even one of the main pieces.
Yeah. You don't even think we are a young bishop, dog.
No. We're not even the rook. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, in Africa, we boss. I know Africa is behind, but we are leading in Africa.
We're that pawn in front of the king or the queen. That's what
we got
the
most important. Okay, so who are the kings and the queens?
Because the king and the queen are looking out for us the most. You know what I'm saying? That'll be, I say China's become the king. I'd say okay.
America
is the queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's also subtle. It's subtle things because Russia as well, undercover.
They might just blow shit up and then the game's over.
You know?
They playing that Harry Potter kind of chess where every move is real life move and everybody dies.
I think Canada and Switzerland on the nights because they just hopping around, bouncing, flourishing here, flourishing there, you know. Hey, I'm not trying to be about that vibe, but I'll munch you.
Oh, man. Canada is only about music. That's where they're the kings. They're bringing out Drake. They're bringing out The Weeknd. Man, I actually have no quarrels with Canada. All right, is it just a little bit onto sports news? For once, Chelsea has lost. They've been going on a winning streak of 13 games. And last night, in-form midfielder Dele Alli scored two headers as Tottenham Hotspur beat Chelsea 2-0 on Wednesday. Yeah, man, this is the first defeat in 13 games. But it definitely looks like Chelsea's well on its way to winning the league. Are you a football fan, Ryan?
I am, but not like deep in Azor. No, not deep in Azor. I'm a Gunners fan.
Oh, okay. I
Arsenal.
Away. Okay, and in the cricket, Angelo Matthews and Dinesh Chandimal fought bravely as Sri Lanka reached stumps on 134-4 in their second innings on day 3 of the second Sunfoil Test against South Africa in Newlands. And they are still 377 runs shy of their unlikely victory target. So they have 377 more runs to come and catch us. But it's highly unlikely. We're too boss. That's what you need to know, Sri Lanka. We don't conversate with the fake.
A sick plot twist would be if they do make it.
Yeah. It would. I. So that's what's been happening in the news of today. The most important news is obviously the matrix and the results. I really hope that you are one of them who passed. And if not, I'm sorry, but life isn't over. There's still more out there for you. Yeah. Yeah, that Slum Village was Selfish. I really miss that song, man. That's why I had to play it. Go back all the way.
You got to be selfish with love, bruh.
Yeah, you do. All right. So it's that part of the show where we have a guest. And you know what it is about the worst guys, you know? We no conversate with the fake.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? In the building today, we have Offenses Sipe from 56 Siepe.
I just had to, you know what I'm saying?
call me out. Me no conversate with the fake. That part. Yeah. What is up, Offenses Siepe? How you doing, girl?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself?
I am fantastic on this Thursday morning. Yeah, we were talking about food earlier, and we were talking a little bit about whose role it is to provide food for the family, because you providing food for us here in the Cliff Central family, you know, that made us question things, you know. But before we get into all of that, we're going to talk to you a little bit about what you do. Tell me about 56 Eatery. Where did it all begin?
Oh, wow. 56 Eatery.
Yes.
Well, it began when I actually couldn't cook.
Oh, what? Okay, so I don't know if we should be eating this food that you brought for us.
Oh, you couldn't. Oh,
so how long has it been?
I started learning how to cook earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
March times. And I was actually bought a chopping board and a chef's knife. And then
was somebody hinting something to you? It's like,
maybe not.
who gave you the board?
It was a friend.
Knife? Oh, okay.
Yes, it was a friend.
Did she know that you have interests in cooking? Or she's like, yeah.
She did. The plan is that for both of us was to maybe at a later stage just to go to culinary school.
Okay.
But part-time, weekends, just to learn the basics.
Okay, so you've learned how to cook now. Was it difficult?
Not really. It's just about practice. However, you do need the foundations and the basics, which I'm still yet into go into.
Because
I've applied with Capsicum Culinary School of Arts, the one in Centurion. So holding thumbs that I actually get accepted for that. Okay. And I'm going to be doing like a certificate in food preparation and cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tea and Guilds.
So what brought this on? What brought this urge on for you to just say, I feel like cooking now?
Well, like I said, I didn't know how to cook. Mm-hmm. And I was always just so curious. And I'd get so frustrated with how every time I just want to cook mince.
You have to Google.
And I'd still fail. I'd YouTube and I'd still fail. Like for me, I just needed to add water. Like every meal, just pour in water, like water, like just water it, put in stock, put in salt, still your soup peg. So yeah, you don't even want to imagine how awful it tasted and how salty it was, you know?
Yeah.
And then up until this year, I was like, oh, you know what? I think it's high time I actually learned how to do this because I love the art of it. Like I enjoy going out, fine dining, just eating, whatever. And I was like, I would love to actually stop spending money on all of that.
Yeah.
And how's about I learn how to do it myself? So I stopped working.
Okay.
In Jan-Feb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny enough, funny story, we actually used to work together.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you gave up the chains. You unlocked yourself. Now you're free.
You can answer that one, Leo.
As you were saying, Offensive.
Yeah, no,
you see, this is that CCMA stuff I was talking about.
Yeah,
and then being unemployed, I then decided to take this as some sort of, you know, employment for myself.
Yeah.
And in return, I was also able to employ a few people.
Oh, really? You know? Wow, yep. So that's amazing. You are an employer.
No, you know?
No, that is really, really dope. That is really dope. Okay, so now you've got 56 eateries.
I've got 56 eateries.
And it seems like it's going really well. I see here that you've been doing events during December. Were you busy during the December season? Where do you pop up? It's a pop-up restaurant.
It's a pop-up restaurant.
Yes.
Up until in a couple of years' time when it's going to be a restaurant.
Yeah. Yes. So where have you been popping up?
So far, I've just been popping up in Pretoria.
Okay.
Hammanskraal, my hometown, where I'm from.
All right.
So, yeah. What I'd usually do is that we have actually a market there called Flavor Goods Market. So that's when I debuted myself. But then I didn't have 56 eatery. I was just Offensive Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so even when they would announce that who's selling what, they just say, oh, and Offensive Yep. Then I was doing pasta, actually. And then later on, there's a friend of mine, actually, a group of friends, guys from Montana in Pretoria as well, who have an events company called Pope Party on a Plot.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I've heard of Pope. My cousin was actually DJing at one of the events, so that's quite cool.
Yeah, so that was actually my big break. Like they gave me the platform, so I worked there on two of the events, especially the previous one, the one in 16 on the 16th of December. That's like a bash.
Yeah,
say.
Yo, you know
that's how rich will get in Pretoria, right?
You know that you're going someplace when you get on the 16th of December lineup.
Yeah.
The food lineup is 56 eateries.
The food lineup is 56 eateries, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And from there, I just started being invited, actually.
Oh, okay.
By events organizers to say, hey, listen, Fente, we have events happening. How's about you come sell your food there? We like what you're doing. We like the setup that you do. So, yeah.
All right.
Come.
So in terms of turning it into an actual restaurant,
mm-hmm.
who do you see yourself being competing with? Which market are you going for? Mm-hmm.
Tasha's baby.
Tasha's baby.
Signature baby.
The big one.
You're cream, going for the big honey.
No, I hope to be sitting at a 56 eatery.
No, you will, guys.
You see how the Cafe de la Salute at Nelson Mandela Square got closed down for Tasha's and Pink Flamingo. You know, you never know. You never know.
Yeah.
Tasha's and Pink Flamingo.
You never know. You never know. That's for
they might just have to close down for 56 eateries soon enough.
They're gonna have to.
All right. You know? So you've literally provided people with employment. How many people do you have on your team? How many people come to help you out, set up?
So far, I have a staff of two.
Yeah.
Which are my permanents. That's Otose Hamore, being my chef. Actually, I'm waiting for him to text me and let me know how his matric results went.
Oh, hey. hectic. You see, this guy's a hustler. He has a backup plan. He knows if matric didn't go so well, I've got 56 ETA. Yeah,
and he actually wants to do culinary. So okay. I'm pleading, guys, if you can just support my business so that I can also in return be able to take this kid to school, hopefully by next year. I mean, culinary is like, what, 140 grand for a full-time course, being a diploma of 2 years. So let's do this, guys.
Yeah,
hey.
So it means a lot to you.
It does.
It does.
And I also have Prime Master, Jefta Sevilla. And other than that, there's friends and family who are always willing to help. You know, I actually need a lot of hands.
Mm.
But preferably, I'd like to work with a team of young people.
All right.
Who would be as passionate as I am about 56 Eatery. I'd love for us to grow together.
Speaking about family that you just touched on right now, I know there's a deeper meaning to the name than what meets the eye. Tell us about that.
I hope I don't cry.
I hope you do. I hope you do. It's some drama.
Don't laugh. Don't cry.
Okay, well, 56 Eatery falls under a holding company called Kokota 56 Pty Ltd. So Kokota is my late dad's baby name.
All right.
And he was born in 1956. So as I mentioned earlier, that when I used to work at Flavor Goods Market, I did not have a name. I was just Offences Yep. So later on, I was like, no, but I do need a name because I know I'm going. You know, I can't just be Offences Yep. And it's not even about me.
Yeah.
A brand is not about...
That's what I also noticed when I was reading through your article on, what is it, Raw?
Raw, yes, Raw Magazine.
Raw Magazine. Is that you were very... You come across as being a very selfless person, you know. Customer service and the people mean more to you than the limelight being shined on you specifically. As you were saying?
Yeah, I'll answer you on that one. So then I was like... What am I going to call myself? What am I going to call the brand? I didn't want like Fancy Cuisine. You know how people just call me Fancy. I was like, oh, Fancy Cuisine, no. What is this? Okay. Then eventually I was like, how's about I just call it 56 Eatery? But then I was like 56 Delicious, 56 Cafe, 56 Restaurant. I was like, 56 Eatery it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where it comes from. Like it's very special to me.
It goes all the way back.
Yeah.
You're trying to leave a legacy, which is something that we all want to do. Living your purpose.
Yeah.
That's what we've been talking about today, is doing what you want to do, whether it's for your family, whether it's for you. You've always got to do that thing that's close to your heart. And we really do appreciate you here being here in studio.
No, I appreciate the invite.
And I want to find out from you, what is your favorite dish? What is your signature dish at 56 Eatery?
As I mentioned earlier, that I started off cooking pasta because I love pasta. I just love pasta.
Penne linguine, fettuccine.
Yeah, oh,
which one's your one?
You know what? I love penne, actually.
Okay.
Yes. My favorite is like Alfredo, and I will just always be putting in weird stuff just to give it a different flavor.
Yeah.
I've failed so many times in doing that, but that's actually the road to success. You know, you cannot win if you haven't failed before.
Yeah, trial and error. It's the only way, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
So that's my food, man.
The pasta. Yeah, so today I see you've got something else for us. Some delicious burger.
Yeah.
What's in the burger? Go through the ingredients.
But you see, now people are going to know.
Oh, you don't know?
I'm
kidding.
I mean, it's the base. There is a secret sauce.
Oh, okay.
This sauce, okay. From what I heard, it goes by the name of Korobela sauce. All right. Now, as much as the burger looks appealing, that name just looks like once you take one bite, you captured for life.
Yeah.
Tell the name of the sauce. Who came up with that?
Well, you know how back then, if you just hopelessly in love with a girl and your friends would be like, about GC to win. So it has so happened that people who eat my burger just hopelessly become in love with it, like, ooh, to a point whereby they want me to sell from home.
Oh, right. Okay.
You know, people post on my wall, people are saying, where is this 56? People actually think that it's already a standing place in a building and you can walk in and buy, but not as yet, guys.
That time
it's yet to come.
All right. Yeah. Now we feel
so it. In here, we have ourselves a tomato, there's gherkins, there's gouda cheese, and there's the patty.
All right.
And then there's caramelized onions.
Woo! That's my favorite.
There's a bit of parsley as well.
Yeah.
And there's the secret Gorovela cheese sauce.
Right. And there's a puri roll there on the side there. Tell us a little bit about that one.
There's actually quite an interesting story behind this.
Okay,
usually I just sell it. I just put in caramelized onions and a purivos roll and your sauces. So on the, when was it? On the 28th of December, I was working at an event called The Last Crush, again in Hammanskraal. So I ran out of onions because I served them in the burger as well as
on the burrito. Roll,
yes. So I was like, no, but I can't just serve just the purivos roll, like just the meat like that. So I had a lot of grated cheese. I was like, you know what, guys, let's put in some cheese there. And that's how it was created.
And it became a hit.
And it became a hit.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen a cheese burrito. So that's something unique, you know?
Yeah, I know of the onions. The onions is...
Yeah, the onions is classic. You know, on your Saturday or Sunday mornings when you're going to spa, then you just get that burrito stand.
Outside the store, right?
Well, it's a great hangover meal.
Yeah.
And, when you're going home from... Instead of McDonald's, you need to put your shit by a party place. There's a Madison Avenue, right? Just set up shop there. So after when people have been jolling, they come to
outside
eatery, come get some buri with cheese, even with
yes,
cheese.
No, definitely. Give me the details. When is it happening? Trust, I'm there, guys. I'll be there.
All right, cool. So we're about to dive right in. I'm sorry you can't be part of this, but we're gonna play a track while you guys wait until we come back. We might be too full to even talk. Might get the itis.
I'll hold it down for you guys. I'll hold it down for you guys.
Woo! 24 Magic by Bruno Mars. That is a hit right now. Playing all over the country, playing all over the world. People are jamming to this thing right now.
Hey, he's got his McDonald's.
Yeah, he's got his McDonald's on lock, boy. You see, he's an artist, but he knows how to get us to groove. You know, he's I like Bruno Mars though. He's very energetic. He's got moves. He has that old school feel, that funky feel that we've been missing for a long time. Yeah, that's 24K Magic, and I'm chilling in the studio with Ria Beto Sesele and Ofensa Siepe. I am Mark Mdluli. We are taking the place of Gareth Cliff until Monday. That's when he will be back. But until then, you've got the worst gays to
with
keep you company.
Best motherfucking breakfast.
Best breakfast with the worst gays. That's what it is. All right. So, Ofensa, we are talking a little bit about whose role it is to put food on the table at home. I want to find out from you, are you more of a traditional woman or are you a modern woman? From what I can see. In fact, no, let me let you answer. Let me not answer for you. Tell me.
A bit of both.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so, it depends. When it comes to food, I'd say that it would be nice if the mom cooks.
Okay.
Because I remember growing up, I used to watch my mom cook and she tried with me, hey, but it,
was, it just didn't take.
Your guys, it didn't work. Like, I'd rather be on the roof painting the roof with my dad. Yeah. Like, I was just a tomboy like that. But now, I mean, guys are going into culinary themselves, you know, and women are doing things that men can do themselves. So
you see,
if you can do it, why not?
Yeah, this is the thing for me, because in the culinary world, men are still very dominant.
Dominant, yes.
But in the home, it's the woman's responsibility to cook. Well, that has been the general idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel that this is starting to change. But we need to learn how to adapt to change. There's a new standard, and I'm trying to figure out what that standard is. Because when I picture a family of mine, I picture the wife cooking.
Yeah.
And I'll come back from work. And that's the thing. That's where patriarchy comes in. That's when it's a bit unfair. Because I also expect my wife to work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? So I don't expect a housewife. But just the idea of who makes dinner at home has always been the mom. My mom always made food. Everywhere I went, every friend's house I went to is the mom who always made food. Maybe it's because moms know how to put love in food.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think that's actually the most important thing. Your dad will just slut you with sausages every week, my boy.
Negative. In my household, when like both my parents cook. When my mom cooks, obviously she cooks more often, you know.
Yeah.
But when my dad cooks, you know, everybody make sure that they attend that feast.
Yeah.
Because when I don't know, also,
obviously a mother's cooking is, you know, top quality, top shelf stuff.
Yeah.
But a father's one is, yes, like exceptional. Because it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to eat your dad's cooking. My dad, when he's cooking, he'll use every single pot and pan. That's when you know, okay, whatever we're eating, it's fire.
What do you do when the food that you're eating is not good? Like, it's always awkward when you visit somebody or you're a guest at a dinner party and the food is not great. Do you tell them? Do you tell the people that made the food?
I would.
You would?
I think you have to as well. Yeah. It's your responsibility.
But I don't think many people do. I think a lot of people, it's so good. Thank you so much for dinner. You can't tell them now. You know, this. Thanks for inviting me, but your food is trash.
It's the responsibility. You see, the reason why you ate shit food is because the person who that very same plate got served to lied to the person and said, listen, this is the greatest plate I've ever eaten in my life.
And they carried on doing that shit food.
You see, you need to nip it in the butt and stop that trend.
So you've told people that you've come to for dinner and like, hey, dog, the steak was a bit off.
Don't even go too far.
Yeah.
At home. There was one time when my mom and my sister were both cooking. You know, they'd cook certain elements to the whole meal. And something just didn't taste right.
Yeah.
The simple meal, burvos pop tamite. I'm like, ma. What's going on with this tamati? She's like, I said, nai peeling, you know. It's not me that cooked it. I'm like, no. This tamati, it doesn't taste the same. Something wrong. There's something missing here. And I just kept on going in. Only to find out my sister cooked it.
Yeah.
And she got touched. But she learned from that experience. She learned.
Have you had a tamati of hers ever since? Or do you just not trust your sister's cooking at all now?
No, I trust it. Let me not lie. I got scarred by that tamati.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's always hard to tell people when their food is trash. It's like telling an artist that your art is trash. You know, because cooking is art. That's what I believe. I think cooking is a very artistic process, and each individual has a style. Whether you're cooking the same food, you'll always be able to add your own flavor. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what makes things like 56 Eatery successful, is that you have something that no other restaurant has.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I've never told, when I'm at home, when I go to dinner parties and I eat the food, I was like, oh, thanks so much for dinner. This has been lovely. I'm never coming back though, but it was really great for you to call him out. That's what you say.
You can never
call him out. Okay. So in terms of what we're going to do next, we're going to play a little game with you, Offensive. Mm. We're going to play a little game with you. We just want you to finish off our sentence, all right? It's not going to be anything damning. There's no evidence. You're not going to get locked up from this, but it might be a little bit naughty. Okay, so first question. Keep calm and carry on. First thing you do when you wake up.
Go pee
first thing you do. You see, the problem with me when I go pee first thing is that it's very hard to go pee in the morning with morning glory, right?
Yeah.
When you have to lie on the toilet in order for it to hit the bowl. Otherwise, there's pee all over the floor.
Take a couple of steps back and gotta be Johnny Wilkinson.
you play golf with your stream, boy. You gotta dip it in from afar.
You gotta aim it right.
The pee in the morning for a guy is a par 3 course. Alright, okay, so that's the first thing you do when you wake up. Okay, when I run out of toilet paper in the bathroom, I always call
my mom.
Your mom, she's the savior. For me, it's always my brother. I just put it like,
yo. It's the sibling.
yeah, the sibling is the one.
But you know, I was that guy. I think up until a very, very late age, I would say maybe even 7 years old, I wasn't wiping my ass.
What? No. Somebody else was?
Yes.
Oh.
No. I would just, as soon as I'm done, until I was done, that's why I'm so glorified right now. I'm God. So
you're
like
God because you never wiped your ass.
You know, I would finish, and then as soon as I know I'm done, before it gets too dry up in there, I just, I'm done. I'm finished. You know, and apparently, you know, after some thorough research, my mom and my sister used to look at each other, and my sister would just gaze by the way my mom was looking at her, that she has to go do the deed.
It's your turn. So you know, your sister's done for you as well?
No, she's an OG.
The OG. Damn, dog. You owe your sister so much, bro. Hey, she wiped your butt.
I was just doing yoga, hands on the ground.
The standing dog or whatever that position is called.
It's your
all right, okay.
Next question.
So keep calm and carry on. I'd love to have babies with.
Trey Songz.
Trey Songz.
You see what I was talking about, Drake? You see what I was talking about when I was saying Drake?
I was listening. Don't go back there.
You
please.
See, no, I agree with you. Trey Songz is one of those Drake kind of guys.
He's Trey Songz is worse than Drake, let me tell you.
Yeah. I don't think Trey Songz goes through a week without bopsing somebody.
An hour,
yeah.
Oh, you guys stop exaggerating an hour.
No. For Trey Songz, I'm sure there's a queue outside his room every day. There's a queue of people, including the paparazzi. If you see, this is the thing. I want to ask you, because maybe this might happen to you one day. But imagine you don't have a girlfriend or you got mad love for her. But let's say hypothetically, if you were Trey Songz or somebody like Trey Songz, the Drakes, the Ashas, the Chris Breezes, what would you do with your groupies? Would you engage, or would you be like, nah? I'm here. I'm alone. I'm waiting for the one. Let's say you're single. You don't have the one yet.
Can I answer that for him?
Please do. What would you
because
do?
Because I once liked Rhea and he didn't like me back.
Hey, yo, it's getting deep, yeah.
Yeah, you behave or else you jump.
Alright, so what happened? What happened? You say, so you'd mize. That's the kind
he
of guy.
He mized me hard even.
Dude,
he
I'm too
me.
Much for love.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Like, I'll wait. I honestly will. Just, you know. Because even in high school, I was known as that guy who was never single for too long.
Yeah.
Because I'm always, I don't know, maybe it's a sense of I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
I've got so much love to give that I just can't keep it to myself.
Explode.
And you know what sucked about him is that he was there for me, you know. Like, he would knock off late every day. I think you'd take me home 4 times in a week.
Hey. Yeah, see. Mr. Nice Guy, that's the thing.
But still, like, he'd be like, nah, Fence, I got a girlfriend.
Oh, so, okay, now that we're here.
Hey, you don't even step into that closet.
No, we have to. Would you be willing to be a side chick?
No.
No, you see, that's the problem. Would you be willing to be a side dude? Have you been a side dude, Rhea?
Yeah. I told you I was a bad man. I was a very bad man. You know, being this, and the thing is, women, I'm talking from my time back then, women think that being the side guy is as guys, we don't like doing that. Hey, we're completely cool with that. Newsflash. Guys are completely cool by being the side nigga.
Yeah. You
know, you get everything that the main nigga gets without without all of the hassles. Everything. Even more, because
even
now
more.
She's more freaky with you, because now in a relationship, girls seem to be timid.
Yeah, it gets boring. It gets tiring.
You know,
but now...
Not currently. It's, you know, this love is on fire.
So I still don't stand a chance.
Hey, this guy's taking. You're talking to Mr. Taken over here.
I mean, really, look at me now. Like, I got my money.
Hey, he's got a business. Vicious. Hey, it's getting.
Don't have regrets 3 years down the line,
it's
hey?
Going,
no,
it's
no.
Getting baby.
Bow, chicka, wow. You know. Yeah. This is the beginning of the road where I break hearts.
Yeah, you see. You want to be a heartbreaker.
I got it.
Yeah, especially if you become a star.
If you have a vision, you know. Don't let any. You see, this is that Adam and Eve situation. You know, she's talking this
Bourbon's
roll and this hamburger is the apple. You know, and now she's saying, just take a bite. No.
No. Yeah.
I've seen this before. It's been documented in the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. So in the most. Okay. Wait. Okay. What's the most reckless thing you've done this December?
Carry 16.
It wasn't that. Actually, it was on the 17th.
Ooh.
Left home. Left home with a friend of mine. He was saying at around about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He said we're going to the car wash.
Yeah.
And yeah, we came back home the next morning at like 10 o'clock.
Lale.
Ilale. Ilale. Wabu exit. Awazulale.
I was being naughty.
But December is that month. You know, they already call it 31 Saturdays, number one.
31 Saturdays.
Number two, it's like everybody's excuse, you know. I mean, couples even have that agreement. Listen, love, I'll see you back in January. It's December. Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay. Where are you going? I think I'm going to Durban. You? Oh, no, I'm going to go to Cape Town. Okay. Don't have too much sex now.
It's a whole pass, baby.
You know, it's a whole pass.
All right. Okay, last question for you. Keep calm and carry on. In 5 years, I would like to be
on the board of the Minister of Resources. Remember that, Rhea?
What? That's crazy. Minister of Resources.
On the board.
Yeah.
Basically, they oversee the mines as well.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. And they have like a board of directories, like a committee that's like big, proper people.
Yeah.
So I would love to be there because I'm also studying occupational health and safety.
Okay.
So the food is business for me in as much as it's passion. You know, it's not that, oh, I want my money from it. Hence, I'm also going to culinary because I want to know more about food.
Mm.
But I would still love to become that occupational health and safety specialist or even an environmentalist.
So you're a multi-talented person. You want to go into very many different avenues.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important as well. I mean, you know, the saying goes, you know, every millionaire has about 7 income channels.
Yes, income, yeah.
Yeah.
And in life, you need to do as many things as possible.
You only got one life.
Yeah. So you got to do everything, right? What's the one thing now? What's the one thing that you'd love to do before you die? I'm just adding this one today. One thing.
I would love to go shark diving.
Shark diving, yeah. You know this person? No.
Yeah, you'll be able to die.
This is where you get child. Don't you know that sharks eat people?
I'll be in a cage.
Yeah, but it's still dangerous, boy. No, sharks break out of those things. Sharks break out of those things. Maybe I don't have the balls for it. Do you, Rhea? You already were on a micro light.
My fear isn't necessarily the shark eating me, you know. I've seen movies where the oxygen tank isn't filled up properly. And now next thing you know, actually, and I'm alone. There's nobody to like give me a sip of their oxygen. You know how they do it underwater, like you can take and then you swim to the shore or to oxygen in the air. But it's tough.
Yeah. If I die, at least I would have died doing something that I liked, you know?
Yeah.
Getting charmed by a shark.
Rhea. Don't do that.
All right, cool. No, we just wanted to ask you those few questions. Now we're just about to go into what's happening on the Twitter street. But before we do that, let me play your young track here. Am I wrong by the main man Anderson .Paak. We've been today's been a very, very exciting day. It's been a very good time hanging out with y'all. My name is Marco Lili, hanging out with Roberto Cecilia and Offensa Siepe, the owner of 56 Eatery. We've been talking all things food, all things love and relationships. Rhea over here is making people burn in their hearts. What's wrong with you? See, that's the problem with Rhea. We can't have women around us because every time you're too much of a lover boy. They want to get you.
Don't make me go into your closet, homeboy.
Hey, man, I could never be Rhea versus Cecilia. 50 Shades of Grey. That's your problem. You got too many ties and too many whips, dog. You know this is the truth about the 21st century. Rhea versus Cecilia, breaking hearts.
Smooth operator.
Rhea, how do you feel?
Hey, I ain't seen none, so I ain't saying none.
You're back with us on cliffcentral.com. We're taking you through till 9 a.m. today. We're just going to go through what's happening on Twitter. It's looking very, very mundane actually today because mostly it's about the matric results. Eastern Cape was trending. Currently still is. And this is quite a bleak one because I went to university at Eastern Cape and they are suffering in terms of the matric results. I remember reading them out earlier today. I think it was at 59% or something. Almost half the people failed in Eastern Cape. But when I look here on Twitter, I can see exactly why some people are still having classes outside. Can you imagine having classes in the sun? I know you hate the sun. That's how you maintain your yellow boneness.
You're starting with me so early in the morning.
Don't you hate the sun? Don't you want to stay yellow bone? I don't understand.
You know what? That's the reason why I went to school in the Free State, because they were... Okay, this is now turning into a shot at the Eastern Cape. Now there's no sheltered schools in the Free State.
Shots at the Eastern Cape for not having roofs in their classes.
No, but that's pathetic. In 2017...
Yeah. If they were in Sarafina, what were they going to ban?
No, I mean, because now some kids already know, yo, we're going to one grade higher. Now we at least finally get the shelter.
Maybe matrix get shade.
Yo.
It's a matrix privilege to get shade.
Hey. Pumani shading, man. Pumani. Nenzani shading.
Oh, shit, shame. But anyway, that's what's going on right now. So the Eastern Cape is trendy. Talking about the matric results that have been coming through. What else have you got here? Uzalo, let's go to Uzalo. I feel like this is gonna be more. But yeah, I really don't understand why we don't have sufficient schooling. That was a lie. I understand exactly why we don't have sufficient funds for schooling.
It trickles from the top.
It trickles. We have the number one tsotsi at the top. The best criminal in the country is our president, guys. Can you imagine? All these guys that you're scared of coming in to your home and mugging you and shit, they can't do anything in comparison to what Jacob Zuma has done.
If they were presidential awards, right, he would win the Mumish of the century. It would be a tie between him and Mugabe, like just in terms of voting. I think we'd pull in the more numbers, you know, because if you've got some Zimbabweans living this side, it's like, no. I've seen both presidents, and I know Jacob is above Mugabe.
Yeah.
Because Mugabe is actually going clean now. I mean, he's
too old now. He can't give a shit anymore. He's way too old.
His heart can't handle it. But Jacob is still going strong, you know. That corruption is keeping him alive. It's pumping in his blood. He's like, I love this corruption. I can never get enough.
Yeah. All right, anyway, on the Twitter, we see ANC 105 is trending. We're speaking a little bit about their celebrations that are taking place on the 8th of January to celebrate their 105th birthday. And they did extend the bar times. We spoke a little bit about it, so Jacob Zuma could get drunk. So now, apparently, Black Twitter gets Gauteng Liquor Board to retract this decision to extend operating hours for the ANC.
Maybe they'll have the after party at the Saxon Old Shebeen.
Yeah, maybe. That's their prime location. That's the local watering hole for the ANC.
And also maybe who also gets the tender of baking the cake can spell anniversary. Right.
Yeah. I remember that situation. Maybe we should get it to 56 Eatery. Do you do pastries, by the way?
We do everything.
Oh, cool. Yeah, hit up Jay-Z. Tell him you want to do some. Do you believe in the power of Black Twitter?
Hey.
Because they seem to have a real... The only reason why I still engage in social media every now and again is because there is an effect on what people say on social media. It does relate to the real world a lot of the time. But it's usually in movements, in ideas. These social justice warriors is what I have a problem with. The pseudo-revolutionaries. That's what Twitter is about these days. But do you think Black Twitter influences the country?
I think Black Twitter and White Twitter influence whoever the hell they want to influence, or whoever is foolish to follow that trend. Because the thing is, for me, right, Twitter, you consume whatever you choose to consume. Although it is put out there, for me, myself, and if I read something and I process it, I'm gonna think for myself whether I'm going to let this affect me or not. It's up to you as an individual.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's some people like who get sucked in way too easily. Go check out comment sections, not only on Twitter, go check on Facebook as well. Way too many get sucked into the hype.
I believe if you're living in the comment section, you're not doing well in your life.
You see, the same people, a lot of the people who are in the comment section on Facebook are the people who are, you know, throwing tantrums on Twitter.
Yeah. All right. And there's also been a fire in Helderberg, which is quite crazy. It's in Somerset West, and that's also been trending on Twitter. Hey, you see, this is the thing. We should be bringing the fire. Not. I wonder how this happened. Let's read through the story, all right? Okay, so this is on News 24. The image of a helicopter brings water to Rome Glen fire. That's all there is here on News 24. But I don't know. Why should we care about this?
A fire.
A fire.
Wait, let's rewind. Why should we care about fire?
Yeah, something
that can, where we can melt, basically. Our skin can...
It's trending, bro. It's trending. But anyway, a massive shout out to all those brave men and women firefighters attending the Helderberg fire. You are walking miracles. Wow, this looks insane. Yo, do you think that firemen are firemen one of your dream men? You know, like there's always a fantasy of a fireman coming to save you. Is that not one of yours?
Mm-mm, not me.
His lungs must be burnt black, boy. Yeah. How is he going to perform if he can't breathe? Yeah. That's what I feel about firemen. Yo. But I've never actually been a firefighter, so I can't know the truth. Okay, what else is happening? It doesn't seem like there's much happening. The world is quiet. It's just about the matric results, which we are still proud of you for passing if you did. And if you did not, never forget that there's always another chance tomorrow. Have you encountered people who get really depressed about their results?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only just... It's the same people who every single... Like, as you progressed in your secondary schooling... When the marks came up, they were so secretive, or they'd lie about their marks. Those are the people who worry the most. It's not but a G thing. A number on a report card doesn't depict your actual comprehension of the actual curriculum. You know what I'm saying? Because what you take in, think about it this way. The question paper is you're made to answer it in a specific way for business studies.
Yeah.
But your application of that knowledge can be completely different, and you could be doing it in the a way that, you know, surpasses what your lecturer or your teacher would even understand. You going further and beyond and taking a different road, but you get failed for that.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I prefer about university, in terms of the fact that you have to provide your own opinions in order to do well.
And that's another thing. They give you an opportunity. They say, okay, and write why. You know, back yourself up. If you can justify your opinion, then you're golden.
You're golden. All right. So that's what's been happening on Twitter. We're just going to go out with a song before we get into the freestyle with the worst guys. But before that, just tell us your story. What, plug yourself right now, Vincent. Where can people catch you? When can people try your food for the first time? Where can people go to get 56 Eatery?
Okay. So people can email me on offensasiepe@yahoo.com.au. We are, however, working on a website. So excited about that. And I have a gig coming up on the 25th of February. It's a Duke and Shades, that's in Hammanskraal, the second annual Duke and Shades party. It's going to be happening in Bedrock, hosted by Norman Events, one of our legendary local resident DJs from Hammanskraal.
Cool.
And, well, between now and then, I have ample time, but nonetheless, I should be somewhere soon. But on Instagram is @56Eatery. Again, I have a Facebook page, @56Eatery. Twitter, @56Eatery as well. And also, they can follow me, Offense_CFA on Instagram and Offense_CFA on Facebook.
Cool, yep. Man. We are going to about this food. We're going to go in now. We're going to all the way in with this child. Thank you so much for joining us, Offense.
Thank you for inviting me, worst guys.
Yeah. Make up your mind, what do you mean? Justin Bieber with What Do You Mean? It's been a fantastic morning hanging out with y'all. We just chowed this mild burger and Boerewors roll. I had the Boerewors roll. I don't know how the burger tastes for you.
I called dibs on the burger just because of the way it looks, and it's also quite filling.
Yeah. The cheese on Boerewors is actually a win.
Also, for me, I'm not necessarily a gherkins kind of guy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when everything just mushes up together.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Mush it up.
And the sauce, my boy.
It's in the sauce.
You see, this Scorabella thing.
Too much sauce.
It might not be a lie. I think the Scorabella thing is real.
Yeah, you're falling in love with the burger.
Okay.
Where were you going, my boy?
Where were you going?
Hey,
still stands.
All right. Okay, cool. That's the 56 Boerewors roll and burger. Do you have specific names for them? No.
It's just 56 Itero Gourmet Burger for now.
Gourmet.
Yeah, man. This has been such a fun and exciting thing. We've learned new things about Rehab, and we've learned new things about 56 Eatery. It's been a really, really dope morning. And now we're going to go out with the freestyle with the worst guys that we always do. Offense, are you rapping with us?
I'll try.
You'll try? For real? This is the first time in a long while that we had somebody who's actually willing to try with us.
Are you going to go in between, at the end, at the beginning? How do you want to start this off?
Let's save the best for last.
Okay. But any motivational words you want to say?
Before we do,
or are you going to put it in your bars?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I like Offense. Offense's got some spice. And my wife is a spice like a David Beckham.
What you working with?
All right, it's coming. Coming. Are y'all ready?
I'm going in with that.
We'll feel it. Here we go. It's another day, it's a Thursday, and we playing Big B Nate. And I'm changing my voice, you know I got it. Everybody don't even spot it. Every time I'm walking in the street, they don't see me. I'm walking so clean, and I don't even know how to take a taxi, cause now I'm riding in this Lamborghini. Oh man, that was a lie. It's okay, I'm gonna go to 56 Eatery, get some pie. I'm feeling so good on this Thursday, and everybody looking so weird and like it's Wednesday. Oh, let's go.
It's not actually Wednesday, it's Thursday, and the worst guy do it in the motherfucking worst way. Hey, you know what I say when I'm on the radio play? All time I do not play, all the time I always stay on my grind, all the time I'm on my shine, all day long I go long strokes, everybody else chokes, I drink H2O, you know your girl's a hoe, and I said it, bro, and you know for sure.
Offense, are you coming?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. 56 Eatery, you're on the mic here.
Rip it, Fancy, rip it.
Yo, it was just a dream, and I'm living it. 2 years later, you'll be seeing me big.
Hey, that was a bars.
Bars.
Okay, let me carry on.
Let's go.
Well, guys, just remember that there's one thing that you need. It's passion, and then comes perseverance.
Hey.
Without those things, you won't go anywhere.
Passion, perseverance, that's all you need. You know what? Let's go in again. This beat's still got more. This beat's still got more. You wanna go?
We're gonna go. Pass it, hot potato. Hot potato, pass it on. Mark and Julie, carry on.
Yeah, I'm here again. Everybody knows I'm the best Ben 10.
Hey. I'm not a Ben 10, but I got the power of Ben 10. And everybody knows I'm not a chicken, I'm not living in a hen.
Oh, they know I'm the cock, cause I'm the rooster on the block. And I always got the stock, and I'm always loaded, and you know I rock.
Hey, it's almost 9 o'clock, and you know we never stop. You can catch this around the clock, maybe it'll be published at 10 o'clock.
Ooh, it's a podcast, cause this is Uncensored Radio. We can say what we want and we feel the flow, cause you know these other guys don't hold.
So download the show after we go, my bro. You know how we go. You chillin' with the worst guys, we the best duo.
The song says don't stop, so I won't ever stop. I'll always cop, cause I hate cops, I hate the police, NWA. I'm a nigga with an attitude, and everybody wanna give me that attitude. But boy, don't be rude, cause we're always crew. We so cool, offensive.
53. Chilling with the worst guys, yeah man. All the way from Hammanskraal, Black in South Africa, Iphalang.
Hey!
Coming
I
in.
Just went off the turn, yeah.
Yeah, you ain't seen, yo.
Hey, I don't wanna lie, I think I'm about to choke, so I'm about I'm taking it easy.
Try carry on. So cool.
Vince is taking it on, bro. Vince is taking it on. Let's go, Vince. She has more bars than we do, it seems.
No, but guys, I'm choking.
I, yo, it's been so dope hanging out with you this morning. My name is Mark Vili, chilling with Riyadh Sisele, our guest of CFA, who's put some bars right now. We really appreciate you. Love you. Hope you have a fantastic Thursday. And we'll see you tomorrow in the morning from 7 to 9. Never forget. Cliffcentral.com.